Wham! What's up, everybody? Welcome to Affiliate Marketing Lifestyle. Welcome to another glorious episode, loaded with tons of value. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about copywriting, the importance of developing copywriting skills, and what kind of impact you can expect from your copyright in your funnels, in your ads, and in your business. So this is something that I'm working on at the moment. What's keeping me busy at the moment is just I'm trying to improve the opt-in rate of my funnel. And basically what I'm meant to do is just kind of myself improve my copywriting skills, and you will understand why. So coming back to copywriting is just for those who might not be understanding what I'm referring to, is just the action of writing the ad's copy, the text, the headlines, the call to action. It's just writing the message to really create a scenario where your buyers really feel compelled to buy. They feel like, okay, this item that someone is telling me, it's going to give value, and it's worth what I'm going to pay for. And you do that through just the copyright. You do that through whatever you put there in your ad to just, how will I put it? It's just, you have to capture, initially you have to capture your audience attention. It could be that you are putting your ad in a Facebook, and then when they are scrolling through the feed, through the main feed, somehow they have to stop and pay attention to your ad. And there's two things that will make them stop. One is the image, and the other thing is just the titles, the headlines. Is it something that entices them to carry on reading or not? The same could happen in just in the subject of an email, for example. If you do email marketing, should I read this email or not? So it is really vital to know how to write those, and really you can't be relying 100% of someone else and outsourcing that is something that at some point you might be able to do, but when you are starting from scratch, you have to develop yourself that skill. And when you want to make adjustments and tuning and trimming your copy, again, it's just more practical to know yourself how to do that. So hopefully now you understand what it is and the importance of copyright. And then in terms of giving you some kind of numbers of the impact of copyright, I can tell you that in terms of opt-ins, for example, you can get as much as 2, 3, 4, 5 times the original opt-ins when you just change headlines and you adjust a little bit your copy. So can you imagine? So to put it in perspective, 2, 3 times, 4 times of your current opt-in can really make or break your business, or the profitability of your business, or your funnel, or your just your landing page. So it's vital. So mastering this or having good skills is vital. Myself, I started with a poor 10-12%. I got to 18%, just adjusting those headlines and knowing how to rewrite them so you can grab the reader's attention, so they carry on reading. So that's the reason why today I wanted to talk about this, because that's the very first step. Let's say you have a funnel. Let's say you have a landing page. The first step in that funnel, the first step in the overall process of selling something, is you're capturing the attention, or you're capturing leads to later on convert them into a sale. So the first step that you want to really have a good number is your opt-in rate. If your opt-in rate is not good enough, the rest, it falls apart. It doesn't make sense to try to improve the steps downstream if upstream the opt-in rates are really very bad. And by bad, I would say everything below 20%. So that's when you start working on your copyright and modifying those headlines and those titles and those call to action, so you improve on all those. This is a massive topic. I might revisit at some point, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave a reference of a book I'm reading halfway through. The title is Cashvertising. It's written by Drew Whitman, and I find this book pretty good. So that's my advice. Sharpen your skills in copyright, because really, really, they can make or break the profitability of your funnels, of your landing page, and in the end of your business. I'll leave it for today, and as I'm saying, I might revisit this topic at a later time, because it's really important. I'll see you in the next episode. I'll be back.